Hello, this is 5 minutes the prophet says, the finished work of Christ, episode 746, 746. And I know that by now, you know that, prophetess Olivia, your voice is hoarse. What is happening? And of course, you know the answer. I have been ministering on Healing Jesus campaign, and in the mornings, I minister during the power conference, and then in the afternoon, I also pray and lead people in the people in prayer and as we wait for the evangelist to come. So my voice has been working. Today I want us to it's going to be a very short episode but very powerful. So we're talking about the death of Christ. I want us to look at the revelatory aspect of it. We've done the physical events that led to the death of Christ. So let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold, and that's 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. He says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." Who is supposed yet say, "You've not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead." Then he continues, "I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So as I said, we've looked at physical events, we're on the revelatory, and we are in Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, daughters inclusive, pay attention to my word." Pay attention to my word. So how do you pay attention to God's word? You would have to decrease attention that you give on other things and make God's word your priority. Today, have you opened the Bible for yourself to read it for yourself? Spiritual food for yourself, not to teach others, but what you have gained from the word yourself. Because the word is a builder. It builds your spirit up. Okay. So I said to you in the previous episode that many people do not have root in themselves. That is why they are not growing spiritually, and that is why they are unable to speak faithful words. Remember that we're looking at Mark 11, and in Mark 11, Jesus spoke to the fig tree, he died. The disciples said, "Master, Master, the fig tree that you spoke to is dead." Jesus said to them, Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, "Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea." And I said to you that how is anybody going to speak to the mountains? How are you going to talk to the mountains to move? Of course, not the boulders, not the stone, not the sand of mountain, but issues, problems, challenges that many people are facing in our world will move when you speak. And how is that possible? And now, I am talking about integrity and how your words privately must mean what you say. When you speak your words, you mean what you say, and you are not mincing words, you are not exaggerating, you are not lying, your words are reliable. When you train yourself like that, your heart will bear you witness, because the heart and the mouth is wired in that way. When you speak words and you don't mean them, at a point your heart will say, "This one doesn't believe in his words. This one, his words is nothing. You cannot take it to the bank." So in other words, your words will now fail. So if your words are failing in the physical, in what you're doing, in the secular, you cannot bring it into the spirit realm and get anything meaningful done. And I want us to talk about meditation, because meditation on the word is so important. That even before we talk about meditation, you personally picking the Bible for yourself, and reading it for yourself. I'm saying that you can get revelation from any man of God, anybody who's preaching. When they talk, you can understand. But immediately you see the word, you will have to sit down and make it your personal revelation, especially when it is something that you really need, something that you want to see in your life, something that you have been praying for, something that you want done in your life. Then it means you will have to make it your personal revelation. So we looked at Matthew 13. With Matthew 13 is the story about parable of the sower. I went out to sow, and I said, but he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. So the person is receiving it with joy, but when persecution comes, when trials come, when people begin to talk bad about you, when something happens and it's like it's an embarrassment, when immediately you drop the word means nothing to you, and you leave everything to concentrate on where it is pinching you, they have no root in themselves. You are not deeply rooted in the word. That is very important. And getting root in the word has got to do with you personally going to the word and meditating. A lot of people don't know how to meditate. People think that, oh, when I read the Bible and I read none, and that is that I've meditated. No. If I think about it and ponder, that is not meditation. Meditation has got about four stages. Sitting by it, reading it, understanding it, and then putting the scripture in your mouth. You will have to personalize and say it. You sit in the chair, you pick that scripture, and you begin to say, for example, to them that believed, to received, he gave them power to become the sons of God. You sit down, I'm the son of God. I've received power. I've received power. I've received power. What have I become? The son of God. I've received power. I've received power. Because I believe. I've received power. I've received power. You say it and say it. A lot of people don't know how to meditate. They say, meditator. No, you just read. You just read and thought through it. It is not that. So I will have time and I will teach you how to meditate. Ah, you are so blessed. Blessed, blessed. Please come up from war. Sorry that today's episode came in a little later. You know what happens when I go for healing Jesus campaigns. So please pardon me. You're so blessed. Please share the link with somebody else. Bye. From Congo, Brazzaville.